I'm going to go ahead and start. Welcome to the Water, Wastewater Regular Committee Meeting. Has roll call been taken?
Roll call been taken. Let the record show all members are present.
Perfect. So this is the time in our meeting for public comment on anything that is not currently on the agenda. Reminder, it's 3 minutes. We're listening to you, but we cannot respond. So is there anybody that has public comment? Yes. Welcome, Kurt.
Surprise.
Glad to see you back.
It's been quite a day today. I have two things I think I want to say. One is, I believe we should, or throw it out there, that we should consider asking users how much of a rate increase they would accept in exchange for a bill. Right? Kind of test the price elasticity of doing this, because I think rates are the only way, if I'm wrong, to finance it, really. So maybe through our new communications next door account, or maybe some individual could throw something up on next door and see if we can test the waters. That's one thing. And the other thing is kind of related to today's topics, but a little bit different. It's, again, I think I may have mentioned this one before. What image do we want to project with this new building, right? If we take a trailer and we pop it out there, that's going to say something about the town. So I view the town as kind of like a brand. So, you know, we have a logo, it's a steamboat on it. And so I think we should think in terms of brand and how and what the building is going to say about that. So as we go through it and evaluate the different options, keep that in mind. That would be
agenda.
I would be totally in favor of spending a little bit more money and getting, you know, a nice facade on there. It's going to be around for a long time. It's an asset, and it's going to say who we are as a town.
Thank you. And we're going to, I mean, this is going to be on our agenda for the next long while for the water, wastewater committees.
I thought it was done by next meeting.
You're funny.
We can do
clearly,
that.
Clearly our discussion last meeting
stopped.
Trust me,
I'm prepared to say that.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment?
Okay.
We're going to go ahead and close public comment. I'm going to move on to the draft minutes to be approved from our last meeting, July 5th meeting.
So moved.
Second. Looks like the
that
minutes
makes it passed.
Has passed. We have no presentation, so we're going to move on to updates. Well, 7 update. Aaron, looks like you were up.
Yeah. Just a quick update on Well 7. We officially started cleaning Well 7 yesterday. We had Well Industries come on site and we're starting to do the cleaning process of it. We're still working out a quote with them regarding putting in new new distribution piping, pump and motor stuff. We're literally getting updates minutes before this meeting, going back and forth of what material we're going to be using. So still kind of up in the air to when that's going to be resolved.
Okay.
But we are making progress. Well Industries out there doing their thing.
And we're still okay,
we're
production-wise right, and everything like that without that well?
So one question would be, Well 7 is our newest well, right?
Yes.
Well 6 runs, and you guys never come talk to us about Well 6. Why are we having so many problems with Well 7?
It's not like so much so many problems.
Well, we didn't just lose a pump?
Yes.
That's kind of a problem.
But you said so many. That's one.
Well, that and the saline and the conductivity issue.
Yeah, that's kind of just a region issue. So the column piping, the casing that goes all the way down to the bottom, we believe is not perfectly straight up and down. We believe something happened, not during the drilling process, but over time, that 300 feet something is tilted. So you have all those piping coming down, you have a pump and motor, and now that motor, that pump was resting up against the screen. And what it caused was like a hole in the screen of sorts, and you had sediment come in and clog up the pump.
Is that what the camera showed? Is that what was visible?
Yep. Yeah, when we pulled the pump, we pulled the motor, it was physical wear marks from the screen, weren't on to the pump itself.
So it wasn't necessarily a pump failure, it was movement in the sides that caused
that. The problem with it is the motor right now, or the pump right now, is clogged with the silt, which a lot of that stuff has corroded the impellers and stuff. So you have to either rebuild or buy a new one, that's such a long lead time. And so we're looking at alternative options, going with ones that are almost in stock, ready to go with a much shorter turnaround time.
Do we have a well at Newport? No.
Yes, well four.
Well four is at Newport, and we have no problem with any movement with that one.
So fixing that, do you think that we're going to continue to have that same problem over time? Or are we convinced that the way that we're fixing it is...
That's the whole process right now as we're going in. And
is it possible it needs a rebore?
It's not an awful lot. We believe it, there's a couple of theories. We either shifted or maybe there'd be the plate up top wasn't exactly level. So the whole... So we're in the process of right now, the video recording shows that there was wear inside, but as to what caused that wear is still ongoing.
So I could sit here and ask you 100 questions, but until the analytics are done, there's really, we don't really know anything.
Yep.
Okay.
So I won't ask you more questions.
All right.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. Now we're gonna move on to the denitrification update. Gregory Harris, I think you are on the line, correct?
Oh, yeah, I am on the line. Can you guys hear me okay?
We can.
Oh yeah.
Welcome.
All right, so it's a good time for an update. Believe it or not, we have been under construction for 2 years.
That's crazy.
So we just hit that milestone last month, and I wanted to give you guys an update as to, you know, what's going on the project, and when are we going to be done? What everybody wants to know, right? So the first is, project cost was originally $16 million, as you guys recall. And we've had some change orders and modifications to the project, and the current project cost is about $18 million. And we have spent to date $15 million. So that gives you a good sense of how far along, you know, we are in the project. And we're coming into the phase of the project where you can't quite make as fast a progress, right? Because there's a lot of little loose ends we got to tie up and things like that going on. There's been a couple recent challenges to the project. Some people may have or may not have heard that we had some disc failures. The rotors in oxidation disc number 3. And there was a period of time, there was a couple of weeks there, was pretty exciting. Like we had just put oxidation ditch 3 online, and we had taken oxidation 2 ditch out of the line and started demolition on it, and there was no way to go back, and we started breaking discs on oxidation 3. Oxidation 4 has been in service for a year with no problem, running just fine, no
That's
issues.
So crazy. It's been a year.
And, Oxidation 3 was suddenly breaking discs. So,
yeah, it's just weird.
We have broken officially 8 discs in Oxidation 3. and surprisingly, 7 of those discs are all on one rotor at the exact same location. So we're still trying to figure that out. Bopa's been on site. Anderson's been messing around with this. And we have...
What's your problem?
Pull off some of these rotors and send them back to the factory to get them reviewed to see the materials are correct, some things like that. But we're basically still investigating. All of this excitement basically occurred right before the July 4th weekend.
Sweet.
So it was quite a bit of panic on everybody's part about, okay, what's going to happen? We're trying to go on a 3-day weekend here, and is the ditch going to run or not, right? But we survived, we got through it. We haven't had any failures in the last couple of weeks, and we are investigating the cause of the failures, don't have an answer yet. However, it has delayed the project. We had to pull off several times to stop the entire crew and run over there and rip the rotor out and redo it and do some things like that. So it definitely impacted the project. It impacted the contractor's cost. There's a lot of discussion between the vendor and the contractor on that item. But at the moment, we don't have more to say about exactly what the cause of the failure is. We don't quite understand how we get all the failures in one location on one rotor, but it could have been just the discs were all bad at that location, you know, kind of thing. So we're checking on that. We've since replaced, we had another questionable rotor. We just replaced all the discs on that, went ahead and just pulled the trigger and did that. We've also made some other adjustments to make it to be more precisely matching oxidation dish 4, where we've had no issues. So that's sort of current status of where we're at on that. The two other big change orders that we have on that project are pump station W. You guys recall a year ago what that thing looked like, a big giant hole, right? Just a big hole in the ground that was completely demoed and we had to take that out. That structure is now back in place, brand new structure, and they're putting the piping into it now. So very shortly, pump station W is going to be in position by the end of this month to come back online. And once that is done, we will be putting the new bar screen in the inflow pump station. So, you know, we're basically coming along there at plant number one. And then the other modification of the project, you know, we're going to have Anderson complete the diffuser project. You guys remember the diffuser project? So we're doing a change order with Anderson to make the changes on the diffuser project. We finally got our final approvals from REC 800 to go ahead with that project. And we're going to proceed. We've got a final cost from Anderson for our change order to install the modifications. And we'll be proceeding on that, I think this month. We're actually going to start this month.
Well,
that
only took
15
years.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Gregory, the diffuser project, just to refresh our memory, that was the one where we were going to go in and like completely replace that piping underground, and we ended up coming up with a solution that saved us close to $1 million?
But according to the bid, it's $2 million, but yes. So, okay. we had a report from an engineering firm that specialized in underwater equipment, and they originally estimated $500,000 to replace that diffuser, and that was their recommendation. When we went out and bid it, and they did the design, and we bid the design, the lowest bid came in $2 million. And we said, whoa, we're going to rethink this. And we then hired divers to re-examine the diffuser, and let's reevaluate, can we just fix it instead of trying to replace the whole thing? And I think a more professional dive team, definitely more professional. It was a whole team of three. They had video the whole time, very methodical, much more invasive. But they basically verified it's not broken. We found out it was plugged up with snail shells, not broken. So we then redirected ourselves to figuring out how we're going to set up maintenance so that we can suck out those shells and how we can do that. And we did a little design to allow a back truck hose to go down that diffuser, and that's the modification that we're going to make at grade up above land to the diffuser system, so that you only can take the back truck over there and suck out the materials and better maintain it. And then we'll bring the divers back and we coordinate all that and put that in. Also, REC 800 wanted a valve installed, so we ended up having to negotiate with REC 800 and we put a valve in there as part of this work.
So the change order was done under this contract with Anderson because Anderson was already out there and it didn't require us to go out to bid on that, correct?
That is basically correct, yes. And the change order amount is right around $100,000. It's not...
So it's not huge.
Yeah, I mean, relative to what we were going to spend. And remember, we talked about this with Amy, remember? We got the bids and Amy was here and we said, okay, we went out for a public bid. We decided we can't do that. And based upon the emergency nature of the situation and the fact that we got public bids that were unacceptable, that we could renegotiate a change order with Anderson. So that we had already talked all that through.
Thank you. I just wanted an update.
No problem.
To understand that we're doing change orders, but really it saved in some other ways. So.
It saved in a lot of ways. That's great. And plus, we did try to bid it. We saw it happen. So.
It was just crazy.
And then, currently we are scheduled to be done in October.
That's great.
With everything. We are having some issues with the other big issue on the project is The integrator, Tesco is the integrator that integrates all the SCADA system, all the instruments and the controls and the computer controls of the equipment. They basically imploded and said they couldn't complete the job, and they're now working with another company called TSI to come in and try to finish the work for them. And it has delayed the project substantially. Tesco has delayed this project months because of their internal issues. But we are working through them, and TSI, I've met them on site several times. They seem engaged, and you know, we're progressing. But at the moment, our completion is still scheduled for late October.
And that gives us enough time to meet the deadline for the state, correct? Which was like...
That is correct. In fact, when we turned Oxidation Ditch 3 on in June, we flipped the entire process over to the new process.
Awesome.
All right, so we have been operating with denitrification. We denitrify our wastewater now. And our permit limit is 10, and we average about 6.
That's great.
So Veolia is practicing, and I've talked to Jeff. They have made adjustments, and they're sort of playing around with it. So Veolia is practicing with the new process. I've discussed with them several control modes that they can run in, different things they can do. And we don't have it all done yet, and controls are not all done, but it is up and running, and they are operating it, and that's where we're at. So I feel very comfortable. Our permit limits change on December 31st, and that'll give the only 6 months of operating time before our permit limits change. You get used to the equipment, get used to the new system, things like that.
Thanks, Greg. You're answering my questions before I ask them.
Do you have any questions?
Yeah, he's pretty much covered everything. I'm just happy after 15 years we're finally getting the diffuser fixed.
Yeah, thank you. Okay.
All
right. So we're going to move on because it's just an update and a presentation. We're going to move on to the discussion items, which is the new office brainstorming discussion. Just for the audience, this is something that it's going to be on every wastewater committee meeting. Dina is going to do a presentation. We've gone out and kind of taken what was given to us and have started exploring those options. So she's kind of put together a presentation and I would say somewhat of a template to go through and evaluate each of these options. So I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Dina.
All right, so like Director Porter said, we've put all of the options that we listed on this presentation. Some of the options we still need to get information for, but this isn't going to be a moving document throughout this process. So, the first two slides will be our requirements. This is the America Water Infrastructure, OWIA. The law in 2018 to enforce this Environmental Protection Agency with the EPA. And so I just kind of listed out the requirement here and why we're doing this. Okay, next slide, please. The next slide, we listed out some needs and requirements for a new office space. Obviously, the America Water Infrastructure Act is what's driving this. The existing board chamber issues, size, location, and privacy. Safety and security, and that includes physical, doors, cameras, alarms, and gates. Cyber, as well, and natural hazard safety and security. Sufficient staff space, privacy, conference rooms that might be needed. Room for future growth. Energy efficient and OSHA compliancy. And storage space. We need space for files, plans, records, cybersecurity, and these all need to be fire safety. Okay, the first option that was on our whiteboard at the last meeting was stay in the existing building. As you can see, we did a picture of where the existing building is. It's the northmost rectangle to the right side of the picture. And then you can see two water tanks, a filter tank, and the SCADA system. So, next slide, please. We questioned whether this was a viable option. I put the requirements from the second slide on the left, whether it meets or does not meet. and the existing building does not meet any of these requirements.
Can you give us a little bit of detail about some of those issues? I mean, obviously, like, existing board chambers, there's not a board chamber in that building,
that's
but
right.
Can we talk a little bit about storage space, what we're doing with our files and stuff, and why it doesn't meet those issues?
Sure.
Or meet that requirement right now?
So right now, the building, why it doesn't meet some requirements is when there's not adequate office space for all the staff that's needed. The floors are rotted out, there are some holes in the floors. The siding of the building is now rotted out, and you can actually push your hand through some of that. It's not really secure for residents that might come in. They can just walk through anybody's office and get into that space. Right now, our server room is not exactly fully secured. It is behind a locked and coded door, but the door is very thin and it's not fire protected. We do not currently have a lot of place for our files. We have some in that building, but because it's not fire safe, we actually purchased a long time ago a Connex box, and that is over at one of our treatment plants. We put our boxes in there with all of our paperwork, our plans. That is fire safe, possibly to a point, but it's not always perfectly weatherproof. When it does rain and it gets wet, you know, that moisture can get into that Connex building. There's bugs, there's other rodents, and it's dark inside there. So that's just where it's being.
Dina, these are files that are mandated that we keep by law, correct? This is not by choice.
That's correct.
As they expire, we have them shredded,
yes.
But we have to keep them for a certain period of time.
We do. So we have an intricate record retention policy, and we have to follow that. So we do have to keep these records.
And can you also talk to us a little bit about staff space? Because currently, not all the managers are housed in this building. So when you're having to hold managers meetings or meetings with vendors for various different things, how is that conducted at this point?
We don't typically do it at the district office because we have open cubes. So you really don't have a space where you could discuss these things in a loud manner. You can't put things up on walls. You don't have screens. We don't have that. And we'll disturb the other individuals in the office. So we typically come to the community center and meet here. It would be great to have managers in one place. Right now, we have a lot of different offices. They're satellite offices, managers over here, another manager's over here. And eventually, that space is, they're not going to be able to stay there because we're going to have growth. We'll have to hire some new employees, and they'll be taking up that manager space currently.
Okay.
And so those are some of the issues that we see for future.
Thank you. Sorry.
Okay. Some of the pros and cons with option one, here's just a few listing of them. The building's too small, insufficient heating and air. That building, I think my office got to 94 degrees at one point.
And what's OSHA requirements right now?
Right now it's 80, and my understanding it's going to be lowered in the next few years or so. So that's one issue. Floor has holes in it.
So when we don't meet OSHA standards, we're sending staff home at that point, correct?
At some points, yes, we do send staff
home. Okay.
It also jeopardizes our electronics, our servers, and all that, because there isn't proper air conditioning for that room either. It's pretty obvious when you look at the pros and the cons. It doesn't need much more explanation.
No, but I just want to have an understanding, and we understand that, but I want to make sure the public also understands kind of the requirements that we're faced with.
Right, and so with this location, if we ever needed another water tank, it was always identified that the only space would be where the existing building is. I don't know if that's still planned in the future, but if you need it. We're also beginning doing filter projects, so the filters are going to be double the size of what we have there right now. And it will eliminate some parking space for staff. So that's just that location. Option two, if you could, there we go.
Okay. And I won't ask my questions until you give the pros
gone
again,
okay.
Sorry.
No, interrupt anytime. Option two is leasing or rental space. And so there's four slides that go with this. We kind of picked some of the different locations within Discovery Bay. The first option is Lakeview Business Plaza. The only lease option they have in that building available to lease is 2,200 square feet. The terms is month to month, It is a small space. We would not be able to put our boardroom there. It is almost the same size as our district office now. That building that we're in is 2,160 square feet approximately. So it's almost the same size. We would have to spend some money to reconfigure it, but that's that option.
But it's not long-term.
It's not long-term. The second leasing option for a rental space would be at the Hoffman Shopping Center. There are two spaces available currently. One is 2,200 square feet and the other is 4,800 square feet. One thing that was a little concerning was it is a month-to-month lease. They would only grant a long-term option if the tenant brings the unit up to current building code. So that would be quite expensive. That's what they had told us. So whether the board wants to do that or not, but if you leave the lease, you would not get that money back. You would leave the property as is. So the next space would be the Marina Boardwalk. At this time, or what we called, there were no rental spaces available at the time. So,
and we've done all of this within the last month or two.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, so are these viable options? Putting them with our requirements, yes, all of them gets us out of the current location and building we're in, but there's still some existing board chamber issues, safety and security, physical doors, locks, cameras, cyber. And then some locations with some construction might meet the last couple of requirements.
Yeah, let me just make a comment.
Sure.
A couple times here you've talked about room for future growth, and there may be a thought within the public that, wait a minute, we're built out. How can we have future growth? But I just want to point out Chicchini is going to be 2,300 homes plus a business park.
Yes.
And that is already in EPA. They're already moving forward. They're getting approvals. It's not something that's going to, it's probably, I don't know, what, 6 to 10 years out? But the point is you got to plan for the future. We're in this position we're in now because the can got kicked down the road, or it wasn't, we didn't properly plan, or whatever the issues are. So future growth is just not a statement on the chart. It's a very realistic situation. We're at, 6,500 here right now? So if you had another 2,300, you're about 40% increase in population. Obviously, that's more work, more water, more production, more staff, more billing, more everything. And that's the future growth that we're talking about. Correct.
Okay.
Well, and you also have Pantages is going to happen and the new port. So, it's small, but it's still part of that future growth.
Okay. Option number three was the new building. The location that was selected by the previous ad hoc building committee was the community center. We own this property. And so you can see it's the more south west end of the property was where we were going to place the new building. A TIPIC was contracted to provide three design concepts. Concept A was the preferred concept. They were all within very close range of size. They just had different layouts. We thought this concept worked best with the organization. Was this a viable option? Yes, it met all the requirements because it's a new building. It had all the things that we would want in it for staff. But the pros and cons were, yes, it meets the necessary requirements, but the cost was very expensive. Much more than I think we anticipated at $13 million plus or minus. So that's that option. Option number four is a new modular building. The location would also be the community center. This design was just something I got off the internet. This is not something that was given to us. This is just a
placeholder.
It's just a picture placeholder.
Well, it's an example of what a modular book building could look like.
Correct.
It's not like what you would picture the modular buildings of 20 years ago. And it's also a permanent modular building, so it is an asset.
Yes.
Okay.
We did contact a design company. Enviroplex. And so they're out of Stockton, California. They specialize in prefab modular buildings. So it's equipped. So if you go six bullet points down, you can see the construction cost. They anticipated anywhere from $425 a square foot. That is just for the modular building. That is not getting a general contractor or construction management team, architecture plans, parking lot, permitting. It doesn't include any of those costs. You see that $425, you calculate that.
Does it include the foundation?
It might not. So it depends on, you know, how we work this building. So, but still, you know, something to look at. Is it a viable option? Next slide, please. It definitely meets the first one, and it definitely meets the second to last, and it will potentially meet the others. We just have not had a design drawn up yet.
Well, it could be designed to meet those requirements.
Yes, and that's why I have
to. I mean, it's all it takes is money. Yeah.
Do we know what the cost is to have them do a design?
I don't know that.
Can we get that cost?
Yeah, sure.
I just want to make sure we have a really good understanding from a cost perspective,
sure,
as we start getting down to the nitty-gritty of what we're going to do or what our options are that are viable.
Yes. Okay. The next option that was on the list was purchase new property with office space. The location was the shopping center, was a shopping center in Discovery Bay. We're looking, there is possibly a space, possibly about 6.4 million. The square footage is anywhere around 38,000 square feet. There are 9 leases occupying this property, which could possibly be utilized to pay down any mortgage. So if we have 3 million and we finance 3 million and those leases can pay for that, it could potentially be nothing out of pocket to the residents, but we don't know.
Right.
And then we are still working with legal on that. If can we be a landlord? Can we have leases? So that's some questions for legal that we're exploring. Okay. Would this be a viable option? Yes, I believe it would meet most of the requirements or all of the requirements. With some few added upgrades to meet, you would have to do a little bit of construction to modify the buildings to fit the space that we need or the things that we need for the employees. Pros and cons, it meets the requirements, but we would then possibly be landlords and we would maybe look into hiring some type of management company to handle that or mitigate any issues. Again, that option is still with legal to even understand if we can do something like this.
Okay.
Another option would be purchase new property with office space. The other option was the dirt lot across from the community center. This option is no longer available. I believe this property is under contract right now, so that might not be, that's not an option at this time.
Okay. And it's, from your understanding, someone different than the...
That's correct. My understanding is not the organization that was looking to purchase it before to build, the apartments or the workforce housing. It's somebody else, and I don't know what their plan is for the property at this time.
Okay.
So. Okay. Sorry. Option six was to remodel the community center. Obviously, the location's at the community center here. We did get a quote from AET to provide a cost estimate and potential design concept for this. That quote was around a little under $10,000. Is that something we wanted to move forward with? Is a question to pose to the board. I did have a conversation with Steve Brust of AET. He is thinking to do this and to get you an answer back and the design concepts and a price quote of what it would cost to redo the community center would be about 2 months from the notice to proceed.
We probably need to address something at this point with regards to that, because there was an ad hoc committee established to look into that option, and my understanding is that they're going to come up with no conclusion, and the ball has been kind of put back in our court.
That's correct.
That's why we're now addressing an issue that previously wasn't on our agenda.
Wasn't part of our issues, correct. Okay. Yeah, because it was always an option, but the ad hoc committee was supposed to bring us options and solutions to that, and they've since disbanded the ad hoc committee.
Well, as of tonight,
As of tonight, they will be. It's on our agenda.
Will this be a viable option? Yes, it would get us out of the location that we're in, and we would need more information. Required to answer the rest of those questions. So that would be something for the committee to decide. Do they want to move forward with that quote and bring it to the board at the next board meeting?
Okay.
My pros and cons were we need more information. Okay. So I can't give you.
Because we just don't have enough information at this point.
Okay. What do you mean? We have to discuss that in depth before we go to the board now. So in other words, we wouldn't bring it back to the board for at least a month.
No.
Until after our next meeting.
Correct.
Because we're not going to discuss this, go through this tonight, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. Continue on?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Option number 7, new facility at existing site. That was another option on the list. The location is Willow Lake Road. It's a tight space for parking and chemical deliveries. I know there was discussion about putting up fencing. The one issue with fencing is that we have big rig trucks that come into that space, and it's already so tight. It's the chemical deliveries. They already have trouble getting in and out of there just because, one, the road, two, it's tight when you get into our building. We're also going to be putting in new larger filters, which will take away more parking space. And then you can see where the building is already. There's only so much space there. So you would probably only be able to put that same size footprint at the same location. So it still would be open to the public. Viable option. Just thought it would be not enough space. You can see the X's and the potentials there.
Well, I think the most obvious point on that, on putting a new building, whether it be permanent or not, is that it's on our own land, but we have our own land, which is much more accessible to the public, much more centrally located for the staff. Why would you hide it, or why would you put it in an area where it's isolated and you're putting your staff at the same location as your water wastewater treatment plant when it really should be for our water wastewater staff? And it just wouldn't make sense to, if we have property that's accessible, to put a building that is going to cost the same amount of money over there.
Well, I think the other concern would be if we put a new building there and we're looking for future growth, even though we are putting new filters there, but if we ever need to add another water tank, we're going to have to demo that building to put that water tank, because that's really the only place for it.
And the last option that was on the list was existing building at River Lake and DB Boulevard.
So this one right here.
I don't have a ton of information on this yet, and I can try to get more if you would like. It's on the corner. I don't have a purchase price, and I'm not quite sure the square footage. It doesn't look that large, but it could surprise me. The problem when you look at it is there's just not enough parking right now, and I do believe there's people in that building renting office spaces. I'm not sure.
There's no room for expansion. It's landlocked. They can't add any parking. They can't.
That's correct. There is. Is it a viable option? Well, yes, it meets the first requirement, but it potentially doesn't meet some others, and then we would need more information if you would like to get some more information on that.
Okay. Do you have any additional questions than what we've already asked? Because just to clarify too, tonight is about us presenting these options. There's no action on this. We just wanted to put what staff has gone and researched and put that on our next water wastewater meeting. We will probably start taking action on some of these items. So this is an opportunity for you to hear and see what we've already researched and look at how it compares to the comments and requirements. So do you have any additional questions before I open it up for public comment?
No, I don't.
No, we can, I have all further discussion after public.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead now, open it up for public comment. If anyone has any public comment regarding, please come up.
First of all, I should repeat what...
Can you speak up a little bit, please, so we can all hear you? Thank you.
I should repeat what my old district's council told us when we were looking for better office space. We were in rented space at that time, and he said, it does not make sense for government agencies to rent space because the pipes are going to be underground for a long time. And most people understand that renting is throwing money away. So if you're looking at a rental option here, you should consider it very short term until you come up with a good permanent solution where the district owns the building and the land. And whether that means buying more land or doing one of the other things you discussed, the district has to own everything and not pay rent. Because after 8 years of paying rent, you're now behind the eight ball on the spreadsheet. So up front, it looks expensive, but that said, the $13 million is ridiculous. You have to come up with a better way to do it. And as I just whispered over here, maybe it's been half a century since I was a math major, but $400 a square foot times 2,000 square feet looks like $800,000 to me, plus the finishings is still not going to be in the same league as $13 million. And what I said when I first heard about this, you should be able to do this whole thing for $3 million. That should be your target. Find a way to do it. Because it's doable. When my old district was looking at space, we looked at one building. It was a long time ago, so you'd have to figure out the inflation of the real estate. But it was a three-story building. We would have bought the building for, if I recall, $2 million, rented out substantially more than half of it. And I think the council said you have to do that through a management company. The district can't be managing the rental property to non-district entities. I think that's what he said. All these things are doable. You can get more space than you need, especially because you don't need it all immediately. You have to provide for the future growth. And if you're going to build a building now that provides for future growth, what are you going to do with the excess space? You have to be able to rent out. So there's another thing which I can't remember right now, but maybe I can come back if I think of what it was.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment? Yes. Kurt.
I know it's not supposed to be interactive, but I was wondering option five or whatever to buy the property. Is that the Discovery Bay shopping center this earlier?
We unfortunately can't disclose any more information about it because it's not public knowledge at this point. So okay. it's a space that's okay. Within our boundaries that is acceptable within what we're required to do.
Cool.
Don't disagree.
So, the option where we're going to lease some space over there, I peeked through the windows, what was apparently the potential, looks all built out, it's got offices, it looks great. I was wondering, there was a downside of cost to retrofit. And you said it was expensive, but I'm just wondering how expensive
We don't know that yet because we didn't.
We haven't explored that yet.
Okay.
Yeah, we were just getting our feelers out and trying to see, is this a viable option? And then kind of decide, do we need to do the next step of getting that information? And put it against our requirements and criteria of what we need based on what we listed on there. So,
okay. So, I mean, that would be good to find out, just to flush out that option. And the last thing I just wanted to point out was this, if we co-locate here, we put it right here, then you can leverage the facilities here for like meeting rooms and the board meetings and whatnot. So it doesn't have to be as big as the original plan, which was like 5,500 square feet. You can easily get it down to like 2,000 square feet and still have ample room for expansion.
Thank you.
Someone's walking through the door of the meeting all the time.
Is there any other public comment? Is there anybody online? Okay, so we're going to bring it back to the board for discussion. Okay, really quickly. Thank you. Okay, so we're gonna bring it back to board discussion. Do you have any other questions, comments?
So my question is, what is it that we're reporting to the board tonight from this committee?
We are gonna have Dina show this presentation fairly quickly.
Again?
Yeah, I think we need to. It's a presentation. It's not open for public comment or discussion, but the purpose of us bringing this to water, wastewater, and having it in a public forum was to be able to report that as a public forum. So I don't think it needs to be as in detail, but I think it needs to go up and be presented fairly quickly.
That was okay. That's the first I've heard of it, so that's news to me. It's pretty self-explanatory. You can almost give the presentation to the board, and I mean, without reading through all the items, it pretty much explains where we're starting. But
I think it needs. I think the public needs to be able to see it as well.
When did this committee make that decision? I wasn't part of that. Was that made without me?
It was just a question, and I think.
Well, it must be on the agenda for tonight.
It's not on the agenda. It's part of committee reports. So it's not a presentation per se, but we're reporting back to the committee what we discussed, and this is what we discussed. Okay. As a, it'd be the same as if Park and Recs decided that they're going to do a new structure or whatever. They're not necessarily bringing it to the board to vote on or discuss, but they have the option of presenting that. Okay. And showing it. And again, I feel strongly that we're trying to be transparent, and while we're doing that work here in this committee, we have an obligation to at least show the public that maybe couldn't come to this committee what we have presented and discussed. So there's no action on it. It's just showing what we're doing and the progress of it.
Okay.
Okay. So any other discussion or questions on this?
Not for me.
Okay, not for me. Is there any future discussion agenda items?
Not for me.
Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and adjourn water wastewater at 6:18. Thank you.